WTF WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. President Biden is hosting the leaders of Australia, Japan, and India at his home in Wilmington, Delaware. This is the sixth time the group has gotten together during his presidency. One of the topics is about finding cancer cures, something Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese understands will not be easy.
All of us know that curing cancer, defeating it once and for all, will be hard. But not as hard as the lonely, exhausting physical and emotional ordeal of diagnosis and treatment.
Even though three states have begun early voting in person and 13 others have begun sending out some mail-in ballots, Vice President Kamala Harris is ready to debate former President Donald Trump again. She accepted CNN's invitation, but the former president does not seem to be on board with the possibility. CBS News correspondent Nicola Killian has more.
Former President Trump rallied in North Carolina, where he quickly refused to participate in a second presidential debate with Vice President Kamala Harris.
She wants to do a debate right before the election.
It was the former president's seventh trip to the Tar Heel State and his first outdoor rally since another apparent assassination attempt at his Florida golf club almost a week ago.
A major ruling on the eligibility of voters in Arizona, CBS News correspondent Stephen Kaufman reports.
What had been feared as negatively impacting ballot measures, including the constitutional right to abortion, has been settled by the Arizona Supreme Court. The justices ruled that 98,000 Arizona voters whose citizenship documents hadn't been confirmed can cast ballots in state and local contests. An error in state-run databases had declassified those voters, but justices ruled that they had earlier attested to be being citizens, therefore can vote.
As fighting escalates between Israel and Hezbollah, Israel told residents of northern Israel to stay near shelters, just as U.S. officials told American citizens to leave. This came as Israel launched dozens of airstrikes at Lebanon. CBS News reporter Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli army said that Hamas operatives were using the former school as a command center to plan and carry out attacks against Israel. The school had also been serving as a shelter for displaced Palestinians. In a separate incident, the Gaza Health Ministry said five of its workers were killed by Israeli fire that struck Health Ministry warehouses in southern Gaza.
The maker of the party game Cards Against Humanity is accusing Elon Musk's company SpaceX of trespassing. In a lawsuit filed in Texas, Cards Against Humanity alleged SpaceX treated their property as its own for the past 6 months. They claim SpaceX left materials everywhere. They still haven't responded. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today.
Music Authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, and top of State Street here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of Blame It on Kane out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is their brand new one. It's called Stay. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Staring at me with a warning eye.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Kicking off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of Blame It on Kane. That was a tuna stay before that. Blaming a Kane out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I love that band. They're just a simple rock and roll band. And I like
just
it.
Straightforward.
And I don't know if they have any shows coming up.
They don't, Jimmy.
They don't.
Yeah, because you kind of went through and looked up everybody.
I did.
Yeah, you said it's kind of a weird time. Like the festivals are ending. Winter has not yet begun. Yucky yuck there too. Spam and winter can go away together.
Look at you. Welcome to Max Inc., everybody, on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Indie 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Mm-hmm. And then Rob Roberts will be in later at 11 with After Hours. And you can listen to the show on repeat tonight at midnight, the whole show. And then again tomorrow, Sunday at 6 p.m. and midnight.
Sunday fun day.
Of course, all the podcasts are available at maxincradio.com. Rocker, we still got a few things happening in the time we have together tonight. What's coming up?
Well, we have Live in the Lair coming up with Marsden, the full band. That's going to be so fun. And Terry, you have an interview coming up in just a few minutes.
Well, we're all going to do it because the Luxury Problems boys are going to be here.
How'd you hear about these guys?
A friend.
Because I haven't heard of them.
No, it honestly, it's one of those, again, you were asking before, well, how do you match up? And it's kind of like you do. Oh, interesting. I got a message from one of the young men in the band saying, we like your show. Can we come on and see you guys?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Well, heck yeah. Plus, I know his mom.
There you go.
Secret weapon.
Yeah. These guys, great name, Luxury Problems, a three-piece. And even though they're a new band, oh boy, watch out. There is some experience in this band, and you can hear it when you listen to their music.
Nice. And we're going to hear premiering new music tonight, right?
Brand new. They have not released it anywhere. Wow. It will be here first.
I haven't even heard it yet. Oh. You sent me the tracks.
You didn't listen. You just voted them.
Are there any curses?
No, I don't think so.
No, Randy said no.
Okay.
Yeah, excellent. We're right there. We're going to trust them.
So, you know, tomorrow, I forget exactly what time, but the autumn starts.
Yes, it is.
Summer officially ends. Autumn starts. And in autumn, it's probably one of the most favorite holidays of a lot of people. Halloween is coming up. I know I was working with Chad O and Adam, and I think we're going to do something with them for the freaking Halloween show at the High Noon Saloon. We'll have details on that hopefully next week.
And that's always like tribute shows, isn't it?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Very cool. You
asked an interesting question earlier when we were talking about this. When is it too early to put up your Halloween or Christmas ornaments?
I think it's almost a Christmas question at this point because I see a lot of Halloween. Already up.
And people are spending so much money on Halloween now.
Halloween has gotten a lot larger over the years, a lot more popular. It's always been a big deal here in Madison for Halloween. I have a friend who lives up in Mauston, Brenda and Doug, you know them.
Yes.
And Brenda is a huge Halloween fan, and she's probably has the entire house decked out in Halloween garb right now.
And you know, you can go to, you know, the big box stores and buy those huge blow-ups. I didn't realize how expensive those are.
Yeah.
But we've got neighbors that already have those out. I suppose if you're going to spend that much money, you might as well get them out there right away.
Right, right.
Huge.
I
like,
used to love
crazy.
Brenda used to have parties at her house.
Oh,
and,
that's fun.
And, you know, she'd do the trick-or-treating for the kids, but she would also have trick-or-treats for the adults with Jello shots. And I loved it.
And what happened?
I went back for force.
Oh. And then she said, okay, we can't have this anymore. Yeah.
She would actually have syringes filled with Jello shots. And you just,
she's fancy.
You know, kids would get candy and the adults would get Jello shots.
Wow.
Perfect, you know.
Well, this survey shows that people, now this was from last year, so I'm going to up it a little bit, about $150 a person. And that is not for those big decorations, because those cost 10 times more than that. But they're saying it's for, like, if you're doing little decorations and maybe a costume. But, you know, dogs.
Candy is expensive.
Candy is always expensive. Yes.
Now, how about the whole idea between homemade costume versus store-bought costume? Because when I was a kid, you know, I always wanted the cool store-bought ones. But if you got that, you would get ridiculed by all the other kids because they were, you know, they're like, making their own. And so what did you do? Did you store-bought or did you make your own?
A little of both. I remember one year I got to be a princess. Don't say anything. It was weird, though, because then you had to wear the mask. And yeah. I remember thinking, I can't see. I can't see out of these little, you know, plastic holes.
That's right.
And you couldn't talk, really.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think after that, we went back to homemade.
And when you get older, pro tip here, no costumes that have a mask over your face because you can't drink. Right? So, you know, the Darth Vader costume?
Yes.
Horrible, right? Mm-hmm. You have to take off the whole helmet so you can drink.
And that was your go-to for a long time,
no,
wasn't
it? No, I was more of a Sith Lord with just a cape, so it was easy to drink.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go as a can of Spam this year.
How do we know that, Jimmy? Well, what are we going to carve you into?
A functional radio DJ. How about that?
I love it. I don't know. Again, there was an event in Madison today which got us talking about Spam, and we're still talking about it like 2 hours later.
If you want to tell us what you're pondering, what you want to be for Halloween, we would love to have the discussion with you. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. We got luxury problems coming in here soon.
Yeah, we've got them. They have joined us.
Excellent.
In the waiting area.
This band is one of my favorites in Madison. Since we're doing a little heavier stuff this hour, why not? They got a show coming up Friday, October 11th, here in Madison with I Voted for Kodos and Four Aspirin Morning getting back together. Let's do some Something to Do. This is their latest one. A little horn blowing for you.
Love it.
It's Sweet Caffeination. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Sweet Caffeination, the motivation I need it right now. Sweet Caffeination, a vaccination will get me through this somehow.
the T-tops out, I had the windows down, I was going for a drive. In the Still of the Night was my favorite track on that Whitesnake cassette tape. With those empty X's and an Alpine deck, man, it just sounded great. But I still believe, leaving rock and roll. And I still believe, rock's gonna save my soul. Headed down to pick up my best friends at the video.
There, I still believe in rock and roll. That's from his latest album, Something to Do Before That. Mickey Magnum, he's playing some shows around for Halloween Rocker, right?
He is, Jimmy. In fact, he's playing also tomorrow, Sunday, September 22nd at Brocktoberfest.
Oh, yeah.
At the Crystal Grand Theater in Wisconsin Dells. And then, of course, later in October, October 19th at the Halloween Bash 2024. That's at the Mad Farm Moto and Music, which is on Highway 14 in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. There's 18 bands.
18 bands?
18 bands, food truck, wow. Costume contest.
Oh, this sounds fun.
And a live art exhibit. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, October 26th, Ghost Rider Halloween Party and Costume Contest. That's at the Main Street Music in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. I know Andy Meyer's playing there. And, of course, Andy Meyer is the owner of the Main Street Music.
And yeah. Brooklyn is a popping place for music.
Yeah.
Is that a new music venue, the second to last one you just mentioned, down in Brooklyn?
The Main Street Music?
Not the Main Street.
No, okay. the Mad Farm Moto and Music. It's at this place called the Mad Farm Moto, right? It's this barn. It's another one of those barns, right? They're down in that area.
Yep.
And so they have a big party, and it's along Highway 14, so... Yeah, it's different.
It's a venue when they want it to be a
and
venue.
And there's like motorcycles in the barn. If you can find it online.
Okay.
You know, and so there's a motorcycle feel, the barn, 18 bands, food trucks, all kinds of stuff. It's pretty crazy. Costume contest.
Sounds pretty cool. There's there's always a bunch of stuff happening in Madison for Halloween. Mm-hmm. I'd be curious to know, like, cities like Wausau, Stevens Point, maybe Amory or La Crosse, what Green Halloween.
Bay. Yeah, how Halloween. Does everyone celebrate?
How do y'all party up there? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Tell us, how do you celebrate Halloween where you are? Love to know. And do you know any good shows that we ought to check out, be interested in?
Please let us know. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I kind of miss the Halloween here on State Street, you know?
Oh, you do.
When I was a kid, that was something that, you know, we always looked forward to.
Did you just pull up a chair and watch as everybody walked by and what they were wearing and,
Well, you know, is this a party? You know, I'm not going to go into what I did.
I'll go into what I did.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. When I was a kid, right, the drinking age was 18. And the drinking age was 18, this is what happened on State Street in Madison, right? You probably got around 70,000 people.
Yes, I've seen the photos.
And they would have bands down on the Library Mall.
Yep.
And the frats would have just giant parties right here on State Street. And, you know, people would be in costume. They'd throw a half barrel in a shopping cart and roll down State Street. I mean, it was
now
madness.
That's a party.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's when we were, like, the number one party school, like, unequivocally. I mean, we were.
It was before UW Madison. Fire trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's my State Street experience for Halloween. I didn't get to be here at all for those big ones. Instead, I got to go be a news reporter at one of those, and we rode around with the cops, and
That must have been interesting.
See people acting their foolish selves.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Was Halloween big growing up, Terry? You were on a farm, right?
I grew up on a farm, but we had a little town near us, and all of us kids would go together and trick or treat. So it was like the poor people in these homes must have been like, oh no, there's like 20 kids outside.
Yeah. And back then it was like pillowcases, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think some of my friends didn't even wear costumes. They were just like, give me stuff.
Yeah.
Give me candy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. We got Luxury Problems in the studio. We're having a chat with them. Debut their brand new music. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Marston is live in the lair. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Herbal Aspect. Now 3 Madison locations in Madison. One at Baker Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. Or online at herbalaspect.com. Also, thanks to the Lazy Oaf Lounge here in Madison. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today at 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison or online at lazyoaflounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music. Some good rock and roll right there from Luxury Problems and from Madison. The song is called Sleepwalkers. Hey, I want to remind you, if you haven't grabbed the Civic Media app yet, you should probably do that. There's a lot of great content on there. Listen to your favorite Civic Media station right from your phone. Just go to civicmedia.us or find it at your favorite app store, Terry.
Yeah, wow. Sleepwalkers from Luxury Problems. You know, this band is new as far as being together playing. You can probably tell. These are some experienced musicians, though. Let me introduce you to them. Joining us, welcome the members of Luxury Problems. Ben Glass is on vocals and keys. He is not able to be here tonight, but obviously you could hear him singing right there. Ian Smedbrod on guitar. Whoa. And then Randy Roberts on drums. You guys, okay, you're based in the Madison area. What brought you together to form a new band? And go ahead, either one of you.
It was actually mostly Ben. Ben's in another band called Future Trash, which is a band that I've enjoyed for a while. I didn't know that he was still in the area, and he just kind of hit me up one day and asked me if we wanted to start working on some music. With a few other people that ended up not being a part of this project, but we got Randy on board and just started writing music like right away. So it went really quick.
It was one of those things where it was kind of just natural when you all got together and put instruments in your hands and started playing.
Yeah, absolutely. Ian and I have been playing in bands together for the last couple of years, so it was kind of just an easy choice when they told me they were looking for a drummer, and just kind of went from there.
Wow, you guys are good together too. Can each of you share maybe a little of your backstory? You know, why music? How'd you get started in music? Ian, why don't you start?
Sure. I started playing guitar when I was in middle school, high school.
Oh, wow.
I'm the oldest member of the band, so I was I got into stuff when like Korn was becoming popular and stuff like that, and that was what started it. And shortly after that, I heard a band called the Dillinger Escape Plan, which I don't know if anybody's familiar with those guys, but they are beyond insane when it comes to their music and how they compose, and that kind of just opened a whole new avenue for me. And ever since then, it's just been kind of chasing that feeling that you get when you listen to that kind of music.
That's awesome. And Randy, the drum, I always call the drum kind of the heartbeat of the band. And your style of music, though, is not easy.
No, not at all.
Jeez.
I've been playing drums for almost 20 years at this point. You know, I got into it learning from my dad. My dad's been a drummer in metal bands and cover bands.
Locally?
Locally,
yeah. Oh, what bands is he in?
So he used to be in John Messina band.
Okay, sure.
Currently, he's not playing any bands, but he's still drumming every day.
He needs to get back out there.
He does.
We need him out there.
Dad, if you're listening, join
another band.
Yeah.
Have you ever jam with your dad at all? Or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's how I got started playing. I didn't do percussion in school or anything. I just started learning with my dad. He bought me my first drum set when I was 12, 13, and I never stopped from there.
That's so cool. And now, of course, you're working on releasing this new music that you guys have been working on together as Luxury Problems. How would you say you, and it sounds like it's happening fast, how do you develop a writing partnership, and where does the music fit in? And I guess what comes first, the music or the words or whatever?
It's mostly music first. Ben is also a guitar player, and he does a lot of programming on the computer and stuff. We're all pretty technologically literate. So a lot of times one of us will come up with an idea and we'll just put it into our DAW on the computer and send it off to the rest of them. And like Randy can program his own drums for demo purposes, so we don't have to worry about like all being in the same room to get anything accomplished. And with G Drive and Reaper, we've been able to just collaborate without having to be necessarily in the same room.
Isn't that wild?
And then we do have band practice once a week, so when we get together for practice, we're already coming in with half-finished ideas or things that people have already had a chance to kind of sit with and gel with and think about what they want to do next or how they want to handle it. So it's a pretty quick process. This is honestly the fastest I've ever been able to write music with a group. This is my fourth band that I've been a part of, and usually it's kind of especially with the more technical stuff, it's kind of laborious to learn the parts and discuss the how things are going to work out. And this one has just been like, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. No, I don't like that. Don't do that. That's awesome. And then we have a song done in a couple of days or a couple of weeks, depending on how long we can spend on it.
Jimmy Kay had a question.
Randy and Ian from Luxury Problems. Actually, two questions. I guess the name of the band, it's fun to say, Luxury Problems. It's like third world problems or something like that when you kind of poke fun at yourself for complaining about something. Talk about the band name.
It's kind of terrible that Ben's not here because he's kind of like what brought everything together.
His ears are ringing right now.
Yeah. And he was also, he came up with the band name when we were just kind of, we had like three songs written and we didn't have a band name. So we're like, well, we should probably figure something out. And one day we chat via Facebook Messenger quite a bit, and mostly it's nonsense, but every once in a while we get some work done. And we just kind of started throwing stuff out there, and that was the one that we kept coming back to. And Ben kind of went a little crazy with it and did some graphics that like featured it on like a fake album cover and stuff like that.
Oof.
So that really sold it for me anyways, that it looked cool when it was in print.
Well, then it meant it's real, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I wish Ben was here too, because this would be a perfect question, but maybe one of you can answer it as far as your songwriting topics that you're singing about, and what's like one of the biggest topics that Luxury Problems songs are about?
Kind of going off the band name Luxury Problems, you know, a lot of it is about the problems with, you know, modern society and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just calling out a lot of the
issues.
Issues, I guess.
Topics right now that are out there
is
for
it
people.
Kind of political or?
Sort of. Not really. It's more just about, you know, navigating yourself through modern society.
Mm. Yeah, that can be difficult sometimes.
I mean, at the end of the day, everything's political. But,
right.
Yeah.
But that isn't really the intent. I think what Randy said is it's mostly about, like, we all have to interact with this machine that we all live in, and sometimes it feels more like you're fuel, and sometimes it feels more like you're the machine, and that's kind of where a lot of the topics for most of the lyrics have come from so far.
And your fans, I mean, you're just new again. You've got some shows coming up. What do you want them to get from your songs? Do you want them to be out there just jamming in the mosh pit, or like, do you hopefully also listen to the words and get something from it?
I think when it comes to recorded stuff, we want people to pay attention to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But if they've never heard of us before and haven't heard the music and they're just coming to see us live, all we really want is we want to give them enough energy that they feel like they want to give something back to us.
Mm-hmm, nice.
And that's like my favorite part of playing live is you go out there and you leave it out there and you're hoping that they're going to give you something to take with you when you're done, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, when you're on stage and you see somebody walking over to your merch booth, that has to be really proud. It makes you proud, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are a DIY band, too. You're doing everything yourself. Talk about doing running a band by yourself and not having like a band manager or a publicist or anything like that.
Definitely not easy these days. You know, it takes a lot to be in a band nowadays. You have to be very active when it comes to social media, putting out content all the time. That's something we're definitely trying to get better at. None of us are very good when it comes to social media, so mm-hmm. we're always passing ideas back and forth to each other. But yeah, it's very difficult nowadays to stay relevant, especially in this type of music.
And you're saving the money too, because you're doing your own production, you're mixing, you're mastering, and all that too, right?
Yep, that's one of the hardest parts about doing it DIY is you have to be social media manager, you have to be the producer, you have to be the engineer, you have to be, you know, the person who manages your streaming and all that stuff. And if you're trying to also be the one who, you know, manages the recordings, manages the mixing, does all that other stuff, it becomes like, you know, that's four or five people's jobs.
Yeah,
and we're
is.
Trying to do it in the, you know, 16 hours that we have a day that we don't have to do our normal jobs
right.
to afford to live
oh
in.
My
so,
gosh. Yeah, because you got to pay the bills.
Yeah,
so, yep. yeah.
And
yeah.
it's not like you're not getting a lot of money doing math core breakdowns. So, yeah. unfortunately.
Wow. Who is the engineer in the band?
That is me.
Ian, okay.
Yeah, I went to school for it. Back in the early 2000s, so I have a background in audio engineering, and been trying to get back into it. I've worked with a few other local bands recently, doing some mastering and mixing.
Awesome.
So I'm trying to get back into it, but mostly I just got into it because I wanted to do it for myself, and that's what I've been doing with it since I got out of school for
oh,
the most
that's
part.
Good. Do you guys have a website? I mean, you talked about social media, and again, we're talking with Luxury Problems. We've got Ian and Randy in here, but do you have a website, or where would you drive people to learn more about you?
We do not have a website. We are on pretty much every social media platform. So Instagram, Facebook. You can find all of our music on Apple Music, Spotify, everything like that, Bandcamp.
Yep. Excellent. Jimmy K, I think we're about to hear the brand new song.
Yes.
How about it?
Tell us about, what is it, Symptoms Favorite Sophisticated?
No, Psychophanic.
Yeah.
Psychophanic. Yes,
Systems
there we go.
Favorite Sycophants.
System
oh, I didn't even get it right. I know somewhere we saw it was SFS.
Yes.
Okay,
again.
So we'll go with that. Tell us about the song.
This is one of the earlier songs that we wrote. Yeah, first song.
Oh, wow.
This one, you know, has always been kind of a favorite for us. It's a little bit more of a mainstream vibe to it. You can bob your head to it a little bit more. It's not quite so jarring. So hope you guys enjoy it.
What is the song about? Can you tell us what we should be listening for?
It's pretty much on the same topic as Sleepwalkers. The first two songs we put together very much have the same kind of underlying vibe to them, even though they're very different musically. This one is definitely like feeling like you have to monetize every moment of your day. Otherwise, you're not being successful,
yep.
Which is something that we all kind of deal with. I imagine being in media that you kind of feel like you have to be you're on all
on
the time,
there.
Even when you're not on. And it gets to be a lot. So that's the that's the subject of the song for the most
and
part.
And real quick, this song has never been heard anywhere else before, but you do have a release celebration coming up. Where, when? Tell us all that.
I guess technically that would be next Saturday at the Crucible on the east side of Madison. We're playing the first annual Colechella, which is our friend Brian, or Brian Cole, is putting together that show, and I think there's 12 bands.
Oh, wow.
And
full day.
Yeah, it's but it is some of the best hardcore, mathcore, metalcore bands in the Midwest. They're coming all the way from, I believe, Pittsburgh is the furthest traveling band, and then our good friends in the Central are also playing, so it's going to be quite the thing.
Awesome. The Central's good.
Yeah, they're
like them a lot.
Yeah.
Ian, Randy, it's great to see you both again. Congratulations on Luxury Problems. Give Ben a hug for us, and
of course.
Appreciate y'all coming in.
Awesome.
Let's hear the brand new song right now. It's Luxury Problems. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
on Civic Media. Lords of the Trident there to kill a god. Thanks to the luxury problems for coming in today. We really appreciate that. Great music. Live in the Lair is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, here's the cancellations. I'm taking you to war.
When you look to the sky, do you see an open eye? Or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end. You're just waiting to ascend. All the violence wrought while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war? When you see your reflection, is it marred with deception? How do you hold yourself so high above the brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call love? When you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war?
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.